Hi there. Welcome to Intentional Living today. The doors are open. Come on in. We're going to talk about the power of influence today. What is influence in with your kids? You know, someone has, many people have talked about leadership is really, you know, the resulting in influence. You know, you're a leader if you're influencing someone. Yeah, but what does influence result in? Well, it results in change. Ultimately, if you're influencing your kids, you're there to help change. You're helping them to move in the right direction. So I'd ask the question, what one thing do you do to really influence your kids? I mean, intentionally influence your kids, all right? I want you to think with me here. One thing that you do, maybe if that doesn't click, how about this? What one thing did your parents do or a parent, grandparent do that influenced you? One thing. 888-888-1717. You ready? Let's go.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living today. We're talking about the power of influence, and when you influence someone, you know, they're paying attention to you. And we know that kids are enormously influenced by us, by parents and grandparents. I see that in my children's life while they were growing up. Certainly see it with the grandkids now. Great impact in their lives. And we all have different ways of influencing our grandkids or our kids. And I would say for me, because I'm a word guy, you know, I live around the whole thing of words on the air and in writing and speaking and so on. I think it's a lot through the words that I speak, trying to be careful with the words that I use, hopefully to influence my kids and grandkids in a way that reminds them that they've been created special, that they've been created by God. One of the things that we teach at our Parents Night Out conference is that we want our kids to grow up and learn that their identity is not in, you know, the latest fad or the latest hobby or their latest pursuit of reality and so-called reality in life, but their identity is in Christ. And so for me, it's words, crafting words that I would share to try to influence. How about you? You know, how did your parents influence you? Was it words? Was it their actions? Was it some way you saw something in their lives, the way they decided to do things that made a difference in your life? And in turn, what one thing do you do to influence your children or grandchildren? 888-888-1717 is the number here through the Intentional Living Center. And I want to hear from you. One thing, okay? 888-888-1717.
Probably one of the most influential people in my life was a childhood friend's mother. The way she handled her children and her husband was just a real blessing to me, and I always wanted a family like hers. And she was a Christian lady, and I didn't know that at the time, but as I grew older, I realized that, and I really admired her.
My father influenced me the most. He influenced me by being a good role model for me, for being a husband, and after 45 years of marriage, he still showed my mother love. Started the day by giving her a kiss and a hug and telling her that he loved her each and every day. And that's something that I would like to accomplish in my life.
The person in my life who influenced me probably the most is my dad. He was the one constant in my life that finally got me to accept the Lord.
Boy, you know, you think about some of the little things that we do as parents or grandparents that maybe at the time we're not thinking, wow, I'm doing this to influence my kids. You're just doing it because it's the way you live. But the impact is huge. We all have childhood memories, some good, some not so good, of parents and grandparents and Sunday school teachers and others who influenced us. And some of them have been very positive in our lives, some of them not so much. And when we think about the power of influence, just to get up in the day, we're influenced. We're influenced by the media today. We're influenced by technology today. But still, with the little ones growing up, it's the influence that we have day to day with our kids and grandkids. You know, this last weekend, we had two of our grandchildren over for they stayed over, our two oldest granddaughters, Kylie and Kinsley, and Oh, we went to the little miniature museum with them, and we took them out to breakfast. And then when the kids came home, they wanted to take our driveway with the chalk that you can do on cement. And they built a whole city out of chalk, our whole driveway. But, you know, I was thinking, you know how we influence them? Just speaking into their lives, you know, reminding them that God has made them for a special purpose. I tell the grandkids always when they come, you know, you make me smile. And they always add that, you make me smile. Letting them know that they are a very special creation of God. And when we do these things, it makes a difference in our kids' lives. Some of you, frankly, when you think about influence, you had people in your life that really influenced you in a negative way, impacting you in a negative way, never finding the freedom in your own life because you're still hooked to some of the negativity and some of the influence, words that were spoken, things that were done or said in your childhood. And I would ask the question, how are you being intentional with your kids today? Especially knowing that they're watching you. They're absorbing everything that you do, everything that you say. I can remember a pastor saying once that kids are great absorbers. They're like a sponge. They see everything, but they're terrible interpreters. They can't quite understand it. They don't understand why certain things happen. That's why we, as parents and grandparents, need to be so careful. So how are you being intentional around your kids? Or maybe, how did your parents influence you? And what one thing do you remember from your childhood as far as influence? 888-888-1717 is the number. Come and join us, Intentional Living Center.
One of the people that influenced me the most was my grandfather, because my grandfather, his devotion to my grandmother was exemplary. And in watching him, I learned a lot about how a Christian should act and behave as far as daily life. And certainly it influenced a great deal in the way that my marriage has been shaped.
The person that influenced me the most in my life was my mother. And the reason is because growing up, her correction and discipline was always followed up by biblical explanation.
Oh, the person who influenced me the most was my grandmother, because she was a prayer and she taught me how to pray.
Who most influenced my life was my mother, because every day she lived the truth of the gospel in all of her activities and her attitudes, and she's a great role model.
The person that most influenced me was my mom. She was always there for me whenever I needed her.
Boy, you know, it's interesting. You hear the different stories of who influences people. Sometimes it's a mom or a dad or a grandparent or a school teacher. But I think when we think about this thing of being intentional about influencing our kids or our grandkids, you know, what's the one thing that you want your kids to know? In fact, I've been talking about these five things that we want our kids to know before they leave home. And that's really influence. And the first two really have to do with an inside kind of a job. And I talk about this identity in some detail, and I talk about the power of making sure that our kids know that their identity is in Christ. You know, today we got people with, you know, the kids with their selfies, and we have all the emphasis on what's reality today. And you turn on television today and it's, you know, the latest reality show and wanting to be famous and all of these things. Identity for young people today tends not to be built around their family, doesn't tend to be built around God, frankly, even within our Christian homes. The identity of young people today is built around a lot of the wrong things. And so one of the things that we need to do is influence our kids, that they know that their identity, who they are, is in Christ. It's not in the latest fad or their clothes or what have you, but their identity is in Jesus Christ. Now, if we live that way ourselves as parents and grandparents, it makes a huge difference in the lives of our kids. And the second thing is making sure that our kids know that they have a purpose, that they're on this planet for a reason, and that reason matters. So I guess I would really ask the question, when you think about it in your life, did you grow up in an environment where your identity was built on something bigger than just, you know, the next job or money or hobby or what have you? Because then when we grow up, we start to realize if our identity is not built around Christ, well, we lose traction in life. So I'd ask you, as you think about your own home and growing up, how did your parents influence you? Who was it that most influenced you? And what difference did that make? Join us. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. People influence us too. Donna, major influence in my life. Met her when we were teenagers, as you know. And Donna influences my life every day because of her love, her support, her patience with me. That influences me. Changes my life. My brothers. I was thinking about the sibling relationship. I'm the baby of the family. How my brothers influenced my life. They let me live. You know, just be the baby of the family with two older brothers and live is a good thing. Yeah, we do influence each other, don't we, hearing those stories. That's an excerpt from one of our teachings from the Intentional Living Center. The power of influence. What difference has it made in your life? You know, when we think about Scripture, I'd ask the question, how influential is Scripture in your life? How influential is it to hear Scripture, to hear the teaching of God's Word? How influential is it to read the Bible, to pray? How much difference does your Spirit make in influencing your life, the Holy Spirit make in influencing your life in a healthy way? How much difference does it make where you choose to pick your friendships and the impact of the friends that you choose? And I talk about the fact that not all friends are good for you. There is times where, you know, some friendship need to have an expiration date. Do you know the difference? And how do they influence you? 888-888-1717. I want to get to your calls here in just a minute. As you join us, 888-888-1717, the power of influence.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners, just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
Do you have friends that complain all the time?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
They wear you out, don't they? Maybe you've even started avoiding them. Don't feel guilty. Balanced friendships have room for both people. Unhealthy ones are one-sided. The strange thing is, you might have been really attracted to this person in the beginning because you could see how much they really needed you. Now that you've been in the relationship for a while, you see that nothing ever changes. It's almost like this person wants to stay unhappy. Maybe you screen their calls and make excuses for not seeing them, and then you feel guilty. Don't. Choosing and creating balanced relationships is one of the greatest things you can do for your health. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Macy from Georgia. I was listening to your show about father's influence on children. And my son was 5 when his father left. And at 18, his father asked to be back in his life. He's disabled and living in a VA hospital in California. But 1 hour a week, they started spending on the internet, emailing and chatting, live chatting. And they were able to reconnect. And my son, who was studying ministry, had found then that his father had decided to ask Christ back into his life and had become saved. So the last year of his life, before he died, he and my son were able to fulfill that bond that had been missing in his life all those years.
Hmm. You know, we're talking about the power of influence today, and it's in little ways. Influence is not only when I'm standing up on a platform and I'm speaking with great words of wisdom, right? Come on. The greatest influence is an arm around the shoulder, a word of encouragement. Can I hear you? Listen to you? What do you need? Here's what God's taught me. Sharing a word of instruction. These are the ways that we influence other people. And you know what the reality is? I have a certain influence, sphere of influence, circle of influence, and you do too. You have people you can reach that I'll never reach. And we only can be responsible for our own circle of influence. Tell me, I'd love to hear on our comment line, tell me who has most influenced your life and why, and maybe even share a little bit of who you're influencing and why, and what difference it's making. Share on our comment line, 888-888-1717. When you get there, just press number 2, the prompt will take you right to our comment line. We'd love to hear from you. Intentional living is about influence. You know what influence is? Influence is a form of leadership. It really is. As you lead the people in your family, your home, your community for Christ. Back to the calls. Okay, David is on the line today. David, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Oh, so tell me, my friend, who is it that you influence?
My grandmother. My great-grandmother, she gave me a pair of white praying hands. When I was a boy, she did just one small thing, and she gave me a pair of white praying hands. Oh. I went astray for many years using drugs and alcohol and anything you can think of, and I believe that that is what brought me back. I believe that the Lord touched me and at that moment and brought me back.
So you remember years later, she gave you this little symbol, this little, these praying hands, and you kept them. You still have them.
I don't have them now. They are not here, and I don't have them, but I do have a pair of praying hands. Hmm. And these praying hands that I have today are both right hands. And I always say that it's the right hand to be in the hands of God.
Huh. Very good. That's true. You know, what you're talking about, David, is really a childhood memory. That's really what it is. And when we hear childhood memories like yours, we realize that those seemingly insignificant little things that happened to us in our childhood really do make a difference. You know, they're small, they're seemingly insignificant. Sometimes it can be a symbol like yours, something physical. Sometimes it can be a word that was spoken, some impact in life, but it makes a difference. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Belinda said on Facebook, she said, my mother has been a constant source of inspiration in the pursuit of my own vocation in many, many ways. I can't express my deep love for her. I am the result of my mother's heartfelt tears and prayers. Thank you, Mama, she says. May I only strive to be more like you, caring, compassionate, and kind, but above all, a godly mother teaching by example the good virtues of life. Mary Ellen posts on Facebook along the same line, how did your parents influence you? Mary Ellen says, my mom has been gone now for almost 4 years. Her lessons touch my life every single day. She taught her children and grandchildren to love the Lord, selflessness, perseverance, unconditional love, and so much more. I strive to love my children and family as well as she loved us. I thank God for allowing me to be her daughter. The power of influence. Again, you know, when we think about leadership, and I teach parents in families that leadership is not an optional thing in families. I mean, if you don't lead, the streets of your town will lead. If you don't lead, somebody's going to lead. And leadership always results in influence. I mean, you know that you have a leader when the person is influencing you, influencing the way you think, the way you perceive things, the way you advance. And so influence ultimately results in change. And the most influential people in a child's life are his or her parents and grandparents. In your home, it makes a huge difference. And so be that kind of influence that makes a difference in your kids' lives, the kind of influence that really they can build on for the future. Maybe you look back and you say, man, I influenced them, but not in a positive way. And now you look back and say, wow, You know what? You can start today. Be a positive influence in the life of that young adult, even that grown child out on their own. And if not, certainly into those grandchildren. You have time in the time that you have to make a difference. You can influence through your words, through your actions, through your attitude, and being intentional in the process of doing all of those. What's your story? Join those discussing this on Facebook by going to theintentionallife.com/intentionalliving or go to theintentionallife.com, come to our website, and you can get there through there as well. Your kids are watching. It's the power of influence.
One of the people who most influenced me in my life was my Grandma Fitz. She was the most unselfish person I had ever met.
One of the people who influenced me the most was my best friend Nancy when I was living in Oregon, because she was pretty much the only friend I had for about a year. So I was like 12 years old. She really influenced me a lot.
We went to a particular church one day, and as soon as we walked in, they saw us, him and his wife, and walked over to us. And before we knew it, we were family. They took the extra step of not just saying hi and welcome to the church, but embracing us and welcoming us. And they showed us what it meant to fellowship with other Christians, how important it was to surround yourself with people who can actually influence you and the way you live and the way you think. And that was 15 years ago, and to this day, we're still best friends. So my friend and his wife, who accepted me and my wife on that first day, they've been a huge influence to us.
Wow. Boy, we make a difference in each other's lives, don't we? Let's find out from Andrea, who's calling from Texas today, commenting on who influenced her. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment on influence?
My influence and inspiration would have to be my mom, because even when I was out in the world, she never failed to show me God's love, and that's what brought me back to Him. And now, as a mom, I see that in my three-year-old. When we're at the store, or he's even in Sunday school class, and he sees someone down, he makes sure and lets them know, hey, Jesus loves you. And he's only three. So I just see that influence just passing from my mom to me, to my little three-year-old boy.
Now, how did your mom influence you? What did she do specifically that made a difference?
She just showed me God's love. She showed me God's kindness. She showed me that regardless of what you've done, you're never too far for God to reach you. And she always reminded me of that. Even when I was in the world, she'd always tell me, you're never too far for God to not reach you. Mm. And with those constant reminders and every day telling me that one day on a Sunday morning when I went to church with her, God just tugged at my heart and said, it's time to come back. And I came back, and I've been strong and going since I was 21, and I'm 27 right now.
Wow. Good for you. So she was just constant. She didn't overreact. She just continued to love you even when you were out of orbit a little bit. But yes. She just continued to care and love, and that made a difference. And now you see it in your three-year-old. Well, good for you. That's fantastic.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you, Andrea, for your call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Andrea, thank you. Calling from Texas today. Why do so many of us live in this valley of indecision in our life instead of saying yes or no to the issues of life? Anything from the small things of what I'm going to eat next to the big decisions of who am I going to marry? And I thought of five things. First of all, the fear to be wrong. Many people just fear being wrong. They don't want to be wrong. And so people who are indecisive are often people who just fear being wrong. If I'm wrong, I can't deal with making the wrong choice.
You know, we can call that choices, you can call that trade-offs, but the reality is when you don't make a decision, you say, I'm just not going to make a decision. You don't say procrastinate, but that's what you do. And that's what I do, right? That is a decision. We kind of fool ourselves. I'll put that decision off as making the decision to put that thing off. And so there's always consequences no matter what the decision is. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And as I said, sometimes we hesitate to make choices to say yes or no because we're fearful of the loss associated with it. But we have to, in confidence, move forward, be intentional. Okay? Hey, by the way, we're here at the end of the month. You've heard me all month mention that the teaching this month is on the power of yes and the power of no. And it's our gift to those of you who are members. You should have it by now and probably listened to it, hopefully, and have learned some things and shared with others and love your feedback for future topics. So for members only, thank you for your faithful, ongoing support. It means a great deal. Now, if you're not a member, a word to you. This is about last call, you know. We're at the, near the end of the month. Busy month, I know, with Thanksgiving and everything going on and Christmas around the corner, but this is an opportunity for you to join the Intentional Living family today. And we'll send this to you. This teaching this month, The Power of Yes and No, will come your way. Plus, we're down to the wire offering a gift for everybody who joins with a gift for the ministry today. It's a neat little book for Christmas called Made to Thrive at Christmas from Intentional Living Center and Family Life Radio. It has quotes and scripture and stories, and it's just an easy read. And in fact, it's not a book you read right through. It's a book you'll take a couple pages and reflect on some of the quotes from some well-known people from history and from current life and scripture. It'll just be kind of a reflective time for you. It's our gift to you. Information available. You can share your gift, join as a member today. Two ways. You can either call during West Coast business hours to 888-888-1717. And when you do, press number 4 to talk to our staff. Or what you can do is go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. God bless you. Thank you for your support.
My name is Rick, and he was talking about men that influence your lives. I had three of them. There was a pastor when I first started going to church, because I didn't grow up in church, that taught me that it was okay to cry in front of people, especially when the Spirit of God touched your heart or people responded to the message or come to the altar. Two, there was a man that just loved the Word, and him and I hung out together. He taught me to love Scripture. Three, there was a second cousin of my wife's that was steadfast and faithful in everything that he did to everybody. And he taught me to walk faithful and be steadfast no matter what happened in your life.
Oh, that's cool. Great way to end the program today. We're talking about the power of influence. I'd love to hear. Maybe you can tell us on our comment line who's most influenced your life and why. Wow, I'd love to hear it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.